Okay, everybody, guess what? Guess what time it is? It's almost tea time here at Festy. One more time. This is our last time together this weekend in our special tent. It has been our home and our little sanctuary. Regardless of the weather or the circumstances or even the guests, this has been about you guys, basically.
Especially the guests.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a thing, Jerry. We've been bonding here for the last few days.
You guys, all of you, or just a select few?
All of them. All of them. Yeah.
Really?
And we're going to keep in touch. We're going to do a cruise. It's going to be good. Okay, I think we're good. March, get set. So this, for those of you who don't know, E-Town's a radio show on 300 stations. We podcast around the place. We're capturing some stuff this week. That will be part of Festy and E-Town's future, but it's undetermined exactly. But I bet if you go to the E-Town website or the Festy website pretty soon, you'll be able to see and or hear some of these sessions we've been capturing. So I'm super proud of what's been going on. You guys have been a great audience. Yeah. This is it. So I'm going to do a little bit of a chat with Joan Osborne at her stage after this, but this is our last full session here. So here we go. And remember, it's just like, it's almost like E-Town. And moments in American musical history, there are just a few key people who were participating in so many ways, Jerry Douglas is that guy. We met in the late 70s when he was playing with the Country Gentlemen, and before that he'd been in a really unusual band, kind of a real kind of game-changer band called Boone Creek. Before that he'd been playing with J.D. Crowe and the New South, another absolutely game-changing band. And that tradition has continued through his subsequent endeavors, including time with Alison Krauss, Strength in Numbers, the Transatlantic Sessions, the Earls of Leicester, the Jerry Douglas Band, which has continued to make all kinds of innovative music. And for a brief period of time, like a year and a half or 2 years, we were in a band together, and we had some adventures. But we'll tell you more about that later. Meanwhile, it's my pleasure to welcome the guy who's put out 14 solo records, who's won 14 Grammy Awards. Is that right? 10 times the IBMA Dobro Player of the Year. And he was awarded the National Endowment of the Arts Fellowship, the Heritage Fellowship, which is a great honor. And he's younger than me, which really kind of pisses me off. Please welcome Mr. Jerry Douglas.
Thanks, Nick. There's still time. There's still time. I'll teach you the ropes. But first, I'll oil them. How y'all doing? I'm glad to be here for the final one. I really don't like being the final one of anything. No one does. But I'll do this. And, you know, he just kind of like introduces me and then leaves. That's not a good sign. You know, this is my first time at Festy. But I absolutely love the infamous Dream Dusters and everything they do. And anything that Nick likes, I'm in there too. I mean, the band he was talking about, but I'll let him lead on into that a little bit more. We had some really wild times. We were both Oh Boys with Tim O'Brien for a little while, and we had, you know, all of our bands were in disarray, so we just kind of banded behind Tim for a while and waited it out. But I want to tell that story, but I'm not going to tell it. But is that called a teaser? No, I got to play a little bit first. A little bit more of this in the monitor. I mean, that's a musical term. Nick, that's perfect.
Thank you.
That's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen.
That's my hands talking to each other, going, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Mr. Left Hand? Good right hand. Now, yeah, they've slapped themselves away.
So the pride of Warren, Ohio.
Along with Dave Grohl.
Okay. Wow.
He has a street, and I have a building. This street's a dead end street, though.
Yeah. Does your building have a sign on it?
My building has a big mural of me on the side.
Is it young Jerry or contemporary Jerry?
It's more contemporary.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of there.
Yeah, okay.
I can't really tell who it is.
All right. But there was some airbrushing going on.
Yeah. Continual airbrushing. Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to mention, because most of you know this, but you know, all the people who were here this weekend have had heroes. They've had musical mentors. And for Ryan Curry, whether it was David Grisman or Bill Monroe, we all came up into this music with our eye on the prize, which was we were inspired and moved by a particular sound or a particular artist. And I'm assuming for you, Jerry, that the two guys that spoke to you were Josh Graves and Mike Aldridge, but I don't
absolutely.
Know that.
Is
that.
No, it's absolutely true. It is absolutely true. Josh Graves was the dobro player for Flattened Struts, right?
Yeah.
And that was what I heard every morning before I went to school, but it wasn't because that I wasn't forced to hear it or anything like that, but it was just the sound of him playing that really inspired me to play dobro guitar and be a musician, so. If there's anybody to blame for me being here right now this minute, it's him.
Yeah. And when? How old were you when you made the switch from being a high school student to being a musician?
It kind of all happened that I was still a high school student. I was in my junior year of high school when I went out on the road with the Country Gentleman for the first time. So I had to make a decision the next year because I had a scholarship chance at the University of Maryland for English in the English department, and I can't speak good English anymore. But I decided to become a musician and stay on the road, and I thought, and so far that's worked out to be the better thing.
You might have still technically been in high school, but you basically gave up on that stuff and focused like a laser on this new life. And the Country Gents, what a great place. By the way, if you didn't know, last week at IBMA in Raleigh, North Carolina, Jerry put a band together that was a tribute band recognizing the impact and unique nature of the Country Gentlemen as a band, with Sam Bush and John Randall and
Mark Schatz and Charlie Cushman. Yeah. So I really wanted to pay tribute to the earliest band, because it was the 60th anniversary of the Country Gentlemen forming as a band is right now, like right this year. And Eddie Adcock and Tom Gray, Charlie Waller, and John Duffy were a lot of people that maybe you don't know about, but if you go back and listen to the records, you'll see why. They were the first Newgrass revival in Newgrass music. They broke down a lot of barriers and changed all the things the songs were sung about. You know, they came on right at the end of what we call the folk scare as well.
They recorded Dylan songs, and they were just pulling from different sources, but it was a whole new thing.
So the subject matter was different, the songs, and they were funny. They were really funny, all of them. And Eddie Adcock would walk out on stage and start flexing for the audience, and that was a new thing. Bill Monroe didn't do that.
Well, listen, I think, you know, if this were an hour and a half that we had here, we could touch on these stories and these connections. I just want to say, again, for those of you who don't know, the dobro is tuned to open G, and it is a master. It requires a master to be able to play that instrument in multiple keys. So Jerry writes songs in B minor using the, I mean, maybe you just play a little bit of Push Too Far, even though that was my nemesis when I was about to play. But it's in.
supposedly, I tell the story that we, Russ Barenberg and I wrote this song in my basement, and the, to play the first, to enter the note contest that we were entering, a Weezer note contest, we had to have 25 notes in the first measure. And this one, counting the "and" at the front, it has 25 notes. I'm not going to count them on right now, but... So, don't count that. But
don't count it. Don't even learn it.
Don't even learn it. Don't even look at it. But it's a, you know, I write these things and they're phrases, actually. I mean, I don't write them out in a particular time signature or anything like that, but I'm a little warped in that area.
But give me an example of another thing you do in a different key using open strings, like...
There's a song on my new record that's totally wacky. It shouldn't make any sense at all. But it started out as an exercise, and it starts in E flat.
But it's not E
sense, but because once you put a band with it and
sure,
all that stuff.
Wait, not me.
I knew when I said E, I didn't say E7, I said E, and I knew that would blow your mind.
So
it's not supposed to happen. This is not supposed to happen.
All right, I want to ask a couple more things before we get back to just playing some music, and we don't have that much time, but Jerry is famous for playing on people's records. He is one of the most recorded instrumentalists in the world, and it includes records by people like Ray Charles, Eric Clapton, Dolly Parton, Elvis Costello, and yeah, I mean, there's gazillions of them.
And Hot Rise.
And Hot Rise. He's the only guest musician we've ever had on a Hot Rise record. In almost 40 years, he's the only guy. But I will also just say that one of the reasons is that Jerry understands melody in such a beautiful way, and I think a unique way. So when a singer-songwriter is playing, he finds a way to contribute to the song in a way that works beautifully. And I don't know if we can have time for an example, but I don't think we did. But I just want to like, this is just about you, Jerry. We're just putting a little love on you, and it's okay.
Well, what I do is try to add to what the singer is doing and not detract and try to find it. Of all these recordings, my main goal was to leave it better than I found it, right? I know that was only my opinion, you know, this point, but I kind of looked around the room and everybody's nodding yes, so okay, then I guess I'm doing that. But that's the art of being a recording, a studio musician. Learning fast and coming up with ideas and hooks and things like that.
And making it better. Yeah. Contributing. Listen, I think we got time for like two songs and then we're going to have to be kind of done.
Man, we got to have to... We need
what about the story of us driving through Wyoming? That was a good one. Or
Nick was driving. Tim and O'Brien and Nick and I were in the car and Nick was driving in... And I somehow lapsed off to sleep for a little while and woke up and I thought he hit a jackrabbit and it screamed. And there were some other things going on.
It turned into sort of like if there was a Disney movie and if there was an opposite of a Disney movie, like a dark evil Disney movie where all the animals come at you at night. And that's kind of what I experienced.
It was kind of like Dumb and Dumber plus one.
I will say that Festy has done a good job of providing an opportunity for this community to come together. It's the community of folks, musicians. friends. These are lifelong connections and friendships, and I feel particularly, you know, fortunate to have made such a good connection with this fellow right here. Jerry Douglas is one of the good ones here, folks. What do you want to play?
Well, Danny and I were fooling around with a couple of things. He was going to play. You know, you should play too. No, you'll know it. We'll know what's going on. You want to play that the turkey knob? This is an Eddie Adcock song, but it's called Turkey Knob, and it's not really that well known. And because things happen fast in bluegrass music, you know, one minute there was Earl Scruggs, the next minute there was Noam Dubuque, you know. And a lot of things happened in between that we didn't all catch. So here's one of them. This is a song called Turkey Knob that Eddie Adcock from the Country Gentlemen. Yeah, let's go.
Festival, we had a blast. You never know, maybe we'll see you next year. I don't know.